Fountain of Youth Philanthropy.
Pursuing a brighter future for Westmoreland County.
So what do you think the future holds for arts and culture in Westmoreland County?
I'm not sure. I'm not really into like arts and all that.
Growth is the main point, but there is a lot of negative yet to overcome.
I don't know. They need to figure out more important stuff for art and culture.
I'm not sure.
While some Greensburg residents may not see the tangible benefits of arts in their community, it's in the best interest of Westmoreland County to invest in a future that is rich in the humanities. There are major financial upsides for areas that have a strong relationship with the arts, and Greensburg is no different.
From an economic impact status, any time that you have a destination spot where people are coming to your town, spending a couple of days eating in the restaurants, that would be the impact.
That's Mike Langer, president of the Westmoreland Cultural Trust, whose job is to monitor and preserve the arts and culture in our county. Langer continues on to describe the significant impact a local nonprofit theater has on the economy.
On a more tangible basis, one of the things that the trust did with the Palace Theater was to have an economic impact study done by a third-party consultant. And I'm proud to tell you that on a steady state basis, they came back with the idea that the Palace Theater alone, not the trust as a whole, contributes or is responsible for $11 million per year to the community.
The income resulting from the shows and art events also overflows into local restaurants, shops, and hotels. After all, dinner and a show go hand in hand, just like a cup of coffee precedes a visit to the museum. Tommy Medley, owner of the White Rabbit Cafe, has seen these trends firsthand and has benefited from the rise in foot traffic.
I think it's more than a correlation. I think a thriving arts and cultural community is absolutely vital to economic development.
Greensburg is not the only community that experiences this beneficial economic activity derived from the arts. An Americans for the Arts Economic Prosperity Report states that nationally, $166 billion is generated from the arts, which shows that an investment in the arts is an investment in the community.
The arts improve a community by providing a quality of life with enhanced features and events to enjoy. Active art projects and programs draw small businesses to be planted, take root, and multiply.
A potential business owner, an entrepreneur that's going to open a business, or just somebody that is looking to move from where they are to someplace that's more attractive, the cultural arts are a key component of the quality of life.
It is not just the art that needs the community, but the community that needs the art.
This audio documentary is brought to you by youth philanthropy interns Zach Hegedus,
Julia Painter,
and Ellie Stewart.
The Fountain of Youth Philanthropy was produced by the Community Foundation of Westmoreland County's Youth Philanthropy Interns with support from SLB Radio Productions.
All statements and opinions are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of the Community Foundation.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program can be found at cfwestmoreland.org.